In today's episode, we are going to hear from several park rangers who had very strange encounters while working in our nation's parks. So hit that subscribe button because I release strange and weird encounters every single day. This first account was sent in by Liam, who had a very odd encounter at Gifford Pinchot National Forest. Here's what he had to say. I was a ranger at Gifford Pinchot National Forest in Washington. It was a pretty busy tourist area, being by the Pacific Crest Trail. One night in April of 2015, I was driving along the edge of a very wooded area, and as I drove, I saw this light in the distance. It was too bright to be a campfire, and it didn't flicker like one either. I pulled up closer and saw that it was indeed some kind of lamp or flashlight, but there were no people around it. I parked my car on the side of the road and decided to go check out what this thing was. I walked down towards where I saw the light shine from, and as I got closer, I started hearing some strange noises coming from that area of the woods. They sounded like somebody grunting while fighting with someone else, but there was only one voice struggling. The sounds became louder as I approached until finally, about 10 feet away, a deer came running out of the brush straight past me. I thought the deer was being chased by something far bigger than itself, but it still didn't explain the light, so I continued walking into the woods. When I got to the area where the light had been, on the ground was this old lantern. It was really old. As I examined it, something ahead of me was coming towards me. I looked up to see this old woman with these crazy eyes and nothing but a nightgown. She had her hands up and then came down with her fingers to grab my shoulders. Her face was sunken in and she had no eyelids. Her mouth was huge and she was just screaming in my face, "Help me," as she shook me back and forth. Was she lost? A vagrant? An escaped mental patient? I had no idea how she was even surviving out here. I tried to calm her down and asked her what was wrong, and she kept screaming, "Help me," over and over again as she shook me harder. I finally got a hold of the lantern, and it fell at her feet. The glass shattered and spilled out oil, which caught on fire from the flame of the lantern itself. The woman screamed even louder as she turned around and ran away and into the woods. I followed her, but I lost sight of her among all the trees in the brush, but I had to turn around to put out the fire from the lantern, and when I turned back around, she was just completely gone. After waiting there for another 20 minutes, I headed back to the station and told everyone what had happened. The next day, we had a small search and rescue effort for this lady, but she was never seen or heard of again. This next account was sent in by Dalton, who saw something odd in the sky while working in the early hours of the morning. Here's what he recalls. This happened when I was working at Mills Norrie State Park in Stattsburg, New York. I was on patrol in the early morning hours of June 14th in 2010. The sky was just beginning to show a hint of blue. This happened when I was near the golf course close to the park. It was about 5 a.m. when I reached this clearing near the golf course. I was doing my rounds and no one was out in the field, and that's where I saw this light in the distance from the trees beyond the golf course. It was blinking a few times like an SOS. I didn't know if somebody was lost and trying to get my attention, so I decided to go take a look. I pulled up to the edge of the course and I got out. Before taking off, I radioed in that I was going to be investigating some strange lights, and then I threw the radio back onto the driver's seat. I had to walk across this field to get to the light. I could see that there was this figure standing beside the light, but I couldn't make out much. I took out my flashlight and called out to the person, but there was no answer. Then this super bright light was shining and it didn't go off. It was so blinding that I had to drop my flashlight to shield my eyes so I could look in the direction of the light. I thought to myself, what in the hell is going on? This was like a stadium light. It was so bright. Then I felt this wind whipping around me, and as my eyes started to focus in the area where the light was coming from, I could see that figure in the field was gone. Then, without warning, the light began to move up through the trees slowly. And then it came above the trees, and I could see that it was about the size of my patrol car, maybe a little larger, but it had an oval shape to it. It was gray and shiny in the light. It almost appeared like a mirror. I thought to myself, holy hell, this is an alien ship. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Then it shot up into the air at a 45-degree angle at an amazing speed. I stood there for a moment trying to figure out what in the heck is happening. I didn't understand what I had seen exactly. There was really only one explanation. There's no way something like that was just hanging out in upstate New York. I got back to my car and went to the station. The morning shift was there and I told them what I saw, but I'm not really sure what they thought. They really didn't say much. Heck, I don't even know what I saw that morning. Thanks for telling my story. Have you ever seen something so creepy that you had no idea what it was? Well, that is what happened to Phil while working at the Shenandoah National Park. Here's what he had to say. I was on patrol in the Lofty Mountain region of the Shenandoah National Park. This was back in 2011. My station wasn't too far off. There were a ton of overlooks in the park. There were a ton of overlooks along the road that I would stop at all night to make sure there were no kids partying there. We had a few incidents the summer before. I had stopped at an overlook, got out, and I was standing there beside my patrol car, facing the woods below. It was dusk in the early summer, about 8 or 8:30 p.m. That's when I started to hear something in the woods below me. There was snapping of large branches and leaves falling off the trees and crunching to the ground. I was only about 20 or maybe 30 feet away from the bottom of this ledge, so whatever it was had to be pretty large by the sounds of it. By the sounds of it, it could be a bear, I thought. I stood there listening to it moving closer, trying to figure out what exactly it could be. I peered over the railing of the overlook, trying to get a better idea of what it was. And then out from the darkness, staring back at me, were these two orange eyes. Just poking out above the brush were two antlers, thick and crooked. Now, I've seen plenty of white-tailed deer in my day, and I can tell you, this wasn't a deer. The antlers threw me off. This thing let out this horrible sound that sounded like a howl and a human scream combined into one. The sound was the most horrific thing I've ever heard to this day, because whatever it was, it sounded like it was in pain. It was like screaming for help. I stood there frozen for a minute, kind of unable to move. Then this creature let out another scream, then ducked back into the brush. I turned around and ran as fast as I could back to my car. Once inside, I locked all the doors and hightailed it out of there. Now, I can't tell you what that thing was that I saw, but it didn't seem like it was from this world. This next account is a close encounter of something very large in the forest of Yellowstone National Park, and it wasn't a grizzly bear. Here's what Dennis had to say about his time working as a ranger. I worked as a backcountry ranger in Yellowstone National Park, and this was in August of 2014. I was on a trail with another ranger to clear the trail after a heavy rainfall. We were working on a steep hillside with lots of deadfall and loose rocks. We were about a half mile from the trailhead and had been working for several hours when I heard something moving through the woods above us. Sounded like it was walking on limbs and snapping them as it went. This continued for about 10 minutes until we could no longer hear it. I thought nothing of it at first, but after another 20 minutes or so, my coworker said he thought he saw something moving upslope through the trees. I looked, but I couldn't see anything, so we kept working for another 15 or 20 minutes before taking a break to listen more closely. And smelled this awful musky odor that kind of reminded me of a wet dog mixed with rotten eggs. We decided to move a little bit and finish clearing the trail downslope from where we heard the breathing. Once there, I noticed whatever it was moved further away from us. However, it was still audible though. After a few minutes, I noticed some movement in front of us along the tree line about 30 or 40 yards away where there's a small opening in the trees. There's a small stream that runs through there too. I watched as what appeared to be a very large man walking slowly through the opening. It was broad-shouldered and had this long, dark hair all over its body. It was hunched over slightly and had its arms close to its body. I thought it looked like a guy in a bear suit at first, but quickly realized that no man could possibly be that big or move so smoothly while he's hunched over. As it walked through the opening, it turned towards us just for a second, and that's when I noticed its eyes were this yellowish brown and very small compared to the rest of its head. I've spent countless hours in the backcountry myself, as well with others, and have never seen anything remotely resembling this creature. After watching what I can only describe as some sort of Sasquatch walk calmly through an opening less than 50 yards away from me, my coworker and I both ran down the trail towards our truck, which is about a half mile away. We didn't say much to each other until we got back to the ranger station, where several other rangers were working. They all asked us if we heard any strange noises today, since there had been reports from hikers of loud whooping sounds coming from the areas where we were. We told them what had happened, but decided not to file an official report, because we feared ridicule from fellow employees, many of whom are avid hunters, or disbelief from park management who would rather not deal with such things within their borders.
In the spring of 2015, I visited an area called Lost Creek Wilderness in Colorado, right at the foothills of the Rockies. And I'm not sure what I saw, but I'm convinced that it was something supernatural. Lost Creek Wilderness is a forested area with several trails that crisscross. The highest peak is called Bison Peak, and is exactly the kind of small challenge I wanted to give myself. I got there around 11 a.m. to make sure I had the whole day to complete my journey. I had all my supplies and a tent to set up camp when I reached the top. I was always very prepared. I walked up the first trail, which was still relatively close to the main road. There was an open field to the right, and I could see people playing frisbee and picnicking on the ground. I kept going past them, and even waved as I turned left up a hillside overlooking the field. I stood on the edge and looked over for a moment, taking in everyone enjoying the lovely spring weather. The sun was bright, even though it wasn't at its highest in the sky. I took a breath, soaking it in, but suddenly was disturbed by some bushes moving behind me. I spun around to check on what it could be, but I didn't see anything. Figuring it was a bird or a squirrel or something small, I decided to continue on up to the peak. I didn't hear another noise for a half an hour, which was actually really odd. Ever since that rustling sound, I hadn't even heard a bird chirp. I kept going, but my pace became slower and slower, with my mind racing about what could have scared all these birds away. There was a lot of wildlife at Lost Creek, but there was no way an animal like a deer or a bison or something could have moved that fast through the brush without continuing to make noise. And then, there were other things that may or may not live in that forest. But I was sure that along the trail, I would be able to spot the threat. That moment when I began to pick up my pace and let my guard down, something fell from a tree right behind me. Turning quickly, there was just a huge tree branch that had crashed onto the trail where I had just walked. But there was no one there. Instantly, I felt like it became darker. Maybe it was the canopy of the trees. But when I looked up, I couldn't make out anything that could be in them. I was beginning to get a little spooked, which didn't normally happen to me. But I had this dreaded sense that I was being followed. I walked a little further, and then another branch crashed to the ground. And I heard some rustling off into the woods. So now I was looking up and left and right and behind me. I was getting spun around and I didn't know what to do. I began running up the trail towards the next peak, hoping whatever it was that was messing with me would give up following me and leave me alone. It had tracked me silently from that field and into the woods. Was it a person, I thought? Fear and worry clouded my mind, forcing my heart to pound faster with each step upward. I heard loose stones near the trail's edge getting kicked, and a few were thrown in front of me. Now whatever it was trying to make a point. I think it wanted to be seen. And out of nowhere, I smelled something. It hit me. It was the smell of what I would imagine a dead body, a corpse. Then, ahead of me, I could see something standing at about 9 feet tall. It had claws on the ends of its fingers, which probably helped it remain hidden from tree to tree as it followed me. Its body was like a shambling skeleton with meat and muscle clinging to the bone for dear life. It swayed a bit with its head cocked sideways. I didn't know what to do except stare at its skull-like face. Gray skin was torn and stretched over the body, with beady eyeballs looking down at me. There were tufts of hair in random places, and two horns, in poor shape, nicked and bent, sat on its head. It began stumbling forward on its thin legs, hooves where its feet should be. Its mouth was salivating, and its nose, which were the only two holes in its face. It was dripping yellow mucus. It was gross and horrifying, and all I could do was drop all my things and run. I turned, and I saw it behind me, wobbling back and forth on all fours, trying to catch up. I was outrunning it, but it was still fast enough that I couldn't stop for a breath. Luckily, I came upon another clearing with some people, sitting around a creek, and decided that I should run through, hoping not to be followed. Sure enough, after stopping at the creek and turning, this strange, horned, rotting creature was gone. The people at the creek looked at me hyperventilating and sweating and thought I was on something. I waited there for a while in the grass, afraid to go back for my things. Finally, I ran back to where I dropped everything, and it looked like my things had been gone through savagely. I grabbed what I could and ran, never going back to that part of the woods. This would be a peak I wouldn't go to again, ever.